Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barbaro, one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino. And in this week's how-to, we're going to be discussing ways on how you can increase the NOI, that is the net operating income, on your multifamily properties. Welcome. And let me start off the how-to by offering you our book, Wheel of Our Profits. If you'd like to receive a copy, email me at gino@jakeandgino.com. I will forward you over a PDF copy of Wheel of Our Profits. It talks about the three-step framework: buy right, finance right. And in this video, we're going to be discussing manage right, because it's often overlooked. It's really sexy to be talking about how we buy these deals and how we're financing them. Those two pillars of the framework, they're awesome. But the manage right is how you become an entrepreneur, how you look at multifamily real estate. And I think real estate in general through that different lens. You know, when I had that one restaurant for over 20 years, I couldn't scale. I didn't know why. And you know why? What I realized, I didn't have manage right. I didn't have systems. I didn't understand the systems and processes. And that's what we do at Jake and Gino. So let's dive right in. Now, what I want to focus on is income on the property. And let's break it down specifically into fees of your property. There's three types of fees. The first type of fee is we call an upfront fee. Write that down, upfront. Now, what does that fee look like? And a lot of mom and pop properties, they're not even charging application fees. That's an upfront fee. When we took over our first property, I remember they weren't even doing applications. There was no background checks. If you could fog a mirror, you're in. Now, when you're looking and assessing a property, are they charging application fees? And if they are they charging for each individual resident who's in that unit? If there's two people that are roommates, they both have to apply separately. And what is the application fee in your market? Every market's different. Some people even charge an admin fee on top of an application fee. What does that look like? If the market is $60 and they're only charging $20, well, there's an additional $40 that you can charge. The next fee, pet fees. Believe it or not, in this day and age, with so many residents having pets, there's a lot of owners out there that don't want to take pets. In Knoxville, for instance, is one of the most pet-friendly cities in the U.S. I don't know what the statistic is exactly, but I read something where almost 50% of residents own pets. So if you're not taking pets right off the top, you're disqualifying almost half the residents that apply. And on top of that, all that income that can come in from getting pet revenue, look at it and see if they're doing, if you're taking over 100 unit property and they're not charging pet revenue and they're not getting pets, if you could even put 30 additional ones. Now, obviously there's damage that occurs. You're going to take a security deposit. You're going to charge monthly. There may be work on the back end, but on the front end, and on the revenue to your NOI, it's going to be amazing. The next one is what we have, what we call a security alternative. I wish I could go into it more here, but look at companies that offer the security alternatives. We charge in non-refundable move-in fees. We don't take security deposits. Then we work with a company called Assurant that has a security bond. You can work with companies called Rhino, a company called Obligo has them as well, but we're charging non-refundable move-in fees. They hit on the front end and then we get a bond to act as that security deposit. Now let's move in from upfront to recurring fees. This is what everyone's model is going to. If you go online right now, everybody's got, hey, we're going to charge you monthly. You want to be part of Dropbox, $20 a month. You want to be part of, I don't know, Adobe. You want to be part of Ring. You want to be part of Zoom. Everyone's charging monthly recurring fees. Well, in multifamily, we have that as well. RUBS, ratio utility billing system. If you're going to bill back water, sewer, garbage to the tenant, you can bill that back as a monthly recurring fee. Make sure that the properties you're analyzing are doing it. And if they are doing it, are they maximizing it? Now, obviously, you cannot charge more than 100% than what you're collecting. So make sure you're in compliance with that. But that's a huge monthly recurring fee. We had talked about pet fees every month, getting whatever the amount is, $15, $20, $30 per month for that pet starts adding up. Short-term leases. If you're doing month-to-month, some people don't charge extra for short-term leases. It's a risk to the landlord, because the resident can get out at any time but it's a benefit to the resident because the resident can get out at any time. And it's also a risk to the resident because the landlord can say, goodbye, I'll see you next month. But short-term leases, if you're going 3 months or 6 months, there's a premium to them. And if you're going month to month, that's a huge premium on that. So make sure that you're charging for that, whatever your market is doing. Now, renter's insurance. Recurring one could be renter's insurance. You could be offering renter's insurance and charging a little premium. In this day and age, I would highly recommend you looking at renter's insurance and having your residents purchase it. Because if something happens inside the unit, your policy is not going to cover them and they are going to be pissed. So make sure you educate them. Let them know that, hey, my insurance covers outside. If something happens inside, if there's a leak and your computer gets damaged, if you don't have renter's insurance, it's not going to take care of it. So make sure you discuss renter's insurance. So we've got number one, upfront. Number two, recurring. The third one is occasional. If a resident leaves garbage outside, there's a trash fee. Charge $20 to $30. There's a breaking the pet or lease fee. Oh, you have three pets instead of one. Well, you broke that lease fee. Let's start charging additional money. And what about breaking the lease? I've got 2 months left. Well, you're going to charge a fee for that. And what about paying late? At the end of 5 days, if you don't have rent in, guess what? You're going to be charging a 10% late fee. Now, I don't like these occasional fees. They're more of a punishment. You're trying to stimulate their behavior that, hey, if after day five I get your rent, the mortgage, the bank's not going to wait for my payment, so I can't wait for yours. So you want them to stop paying late. So that's what these occasional fees are. But they start adding up. Now, those are the three types of fees. Once again, upfront, recurring, occasional. Now, let's look at being efficient as a property management company to be able to increase your NOI. What I really want you to be looking at is, regular maintenance. As doing the regular maintenance, you're going to be avoiding a lot of these emergency calls. Making sure that you're doing checks every 3 months, every 6 months, batteries in the smoke detectors, HVAC units. What we do is we created a property log for every single property, and you can do this for yours. Let's say you have a 10-unit property, create your own individual property log. And if you want a property log, just email me gino@jakeandgino.com. I'll send you a sample one over. Better yet, go to jakeandgino.com/webinar. Sign up for the next webinar. Every month, we have a recurring live webinar that talks about all these different functions and these different features that we offer to our community. But let's get back to the property log. In that property log, you're going to have on there, when did you stripe and seal a parking lot last? When did you repair the roof? When were the AC units updated or cleaned out? When did you change the filters on them? Who was the electric company? It's going to be a log of the property. When did you power wash last the property? You're going to keep that up to date. And every time you're looking at it, oh, we got to power wash the property. You're able to be efficient and you're able to be on, oh, we did a spot check 6 months ago on this unit to make sure that everything was running properly. If you can take care of that deferred maintenance or have that checklist with the property log, it will save you a ton of money. This last one that I want to share with you, I can keep going on and on, but we have a blog at jakeandgino.com about ways to increase your NOI. This is really important. And what we call rent optimization. Every year you're getting renewals from other companies. It seems like insurance is going up every year, 3-5. Last year, it went up a lot more than 5%, but every year there's a renewal. Make sure that you are in line with what's going on in your market. You don't want to fall back 3 years later and go, wow, rents in my market are $1,000. I'm only at $600. You can't go up $400 to a resident. But every year you can make an increase of $20, $30 a year to try to stay in line, which is really, really important. Hey, listen, I lied to you. I got to give you one more. And I just looking at my notes, this one's so important. When you're looking at a T12, you're looking at water and utility. If you're seeing a spike in your water, and you should be tracking water every month, you should be tracking what the water bill is for the property every month to see if there's any anomalies. You should always be doing water checks. But if you see a water check, water going up, your water bill going up, it's like, wow, my water bill went up. Let me go and see if there's going on. Do some leak detection. This could save you thousands of dollars a month. You don't want water going into the dirt. Go look where the checkoff valves. Make sure you have shutoff valves on the property. Where are they on the property? And make sure you diagnose where that leak is. And once again, you're trying to be proactive. You're being proactive with these three types of fees. You're doing the upfront fees, the recurring fees, the occasional fees. You're doing regular maintenance on the property. You're actually going out there doing a rent optimization. You're raising rents up there every year. Be fair. Be in line with what the market's doing. Don't fall behind. I'll give you a quick story. And this is what happened to me when I was the mom and pop landlord back in New York. I had the triplex. I had one bedroom apartments. It was really easy as a landlord to say, you know what? I'm not going to raise your rent this year. I'm not going to look. It's just comfortable. You don't call me. Don't bother me. 3 years later, I look back and in all honesty, the rent on this property for the one bedroom, I was renting them at $800. One bedrooms in that market at the time were $1,300. I was leaving $500 a month on the table. That's $6,000 a year. Do that at a 5 cap. That's $120,000 in value that I was leaving on the table because I was too lazy to have that rent to market. That's a no-no. That's how you increase NOI. You're increasing NOI by making sure you deliver a quality, affordable unit to a resident who wants to stay as long as possible, not to have that tenant turnover. You're taking care of the property. You're making sure the property has a property log. You're doing all of the deferred maintenance, right? You're taking care of there's any leaks on the property as well. These are all things on how you scale your portfolio. Remember, Gino, the pizza guy, had one restaurant because he didn't have any of these systems, any of these processes. He was working, in the business. He wasn't working on the business. As the asset manager, you're working on the business. You're running this asset as what it is, a true asset, trying to deliver quality value to your residents and trying to maintain a budget. Now, those are just some of the ways to optimize NOI. And what I said to you is go to jakeandgino.com. You can look up ways to, improve your NOI. We have a blog on there. And if you want to learn more, go to jakeandgino.com/webinar. I'll see you on next month's webinar. Listen, thank you for being part of our day here, spending part of your day with Jake and Gino, and we'll see you on next week's How To.